with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
I have missed you, Andrea Simontov. How are you?
Oh. Everything's great. I love the music. I like that little intro thing you did. I hope it didn't cost too much money.
Well, no, it cost an absolute fortune, but for you it was worthwhile. And I've got this vision of you flowing in Arabian white silks on the back of a camel.
I couldn't get in with a... I felt like dancing. I said, who is this person?
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Kathy. Welcome. Kathy, you are a shriek. You are so funny on Facebook. I'm weeping at your posts. I'm not sure if they're nerdy, if they're cutting edge, but you have me really running to the bathroom quite often.
Yeah, she's been on fire, hasn't she? I also commented on it. It's been quite stunning.
Thousands and thousands of interactions yesterday. Anyhow, how's it going? What do you see when you look out of your Jerusalem window, Andrea?
Well, you know, Kathy, I love to laugh. I always look at the lighter side of life. Nevertheless, it would really be remiss if I do not say that outside of my Jerusalem window at 10 o'clock this morning, the sirens went off and cars stopped and everybody got out of their cars. Buses stopped. People stepped off the buses, stepped out of cabs, stepped out of everyone and put their heads down in silence, remembering the 6 million Jews who were slaughtered in Europe. Because today, started last night, today is Yom HaShoah.
Yeah.
It's the Holocaust Remembrance Day. And it's powerful stuff because, I mean, the remnants, the remainder, the last living witnesses are peppering our beautiful country. And in this country, it becomes very, very real. When you see the green field, when you see the hospitals, when you see the schools, when you see the fighting and the loving and the shopping, you know that out of these ashes, these resilient Jews birthed a modern something marvelous. This isn't to say that the Holocaust birthed Israel, but indeed modern Israel is upon the shoulders of these brilliant, brave, and forbearing individuals.
You know, it's actually quite amazing. A few years ago when I was in Israel, I got the opportunity to go to Yad Mordechai and Nativ Asara, which are two kibbutzim, for anyone who doesn't know. They're two kibbutzim that are on the border area of Gaza. And both these kibbutzim were started by Holocaust survivors. They literally came from Europe with the clothes on their backs. They had lost everything. And they worked the land. And through the kibbutz movement, they actually built these kibbutzim. And they created lives. And it always kind of, I find it quite enigmatic as to why they would do that. What was their motivation? These were people who had been tortured. These were people who had gone through the worst of...
Beyond our imagination.
Exactly.
Beyond human imagination.
Exactly.
Game of Thrones can't hit it.
Exactly. And in order to build something, you need to be able to have hope. So what was their hope? Their hope was building for their children. They realized that their lives were over at that point. They were building for their children. And if you look at the world today, what nation is still building for its children? Israel. Israel. It's an amazing thing, Andrea.
I just wanted to say, you know, this morning somebody sent me a cartoon, very cute. I made it my profile cartoon on Facebook. It was just the most marvelous. It's really, it just takes exactly what you're saying. It's an elderly grandfather sitting on his knees. It's a cartoon and his little grandson holding a trophy with a little kippah on his head because we have to identify he's Jewish, just like the New York Times does for Netanyahu. And the little boy is holding a trophy and he says, if you won, Grandpa, then where's your trophy? And the grandfather says, you're my trophy.
Yeah. That became so evident last night watching the live feed from the ceremony broadcast from Yad Vashem last night, Andrea. I watched that and almost without fail, all six of the torchbearers said that their revenge was having families and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And as I'm talking to you, sir, the goosebumps are raising on my arms because it's absolutely true. That was
very
the
powerful
revenge.
Very powerful.
The defiance that it takes to live, the defiance that it takes to thrive. And I'm nervous, you know, I love this chat and I'm always scared that we'll run out of time because a lot of times we talk about the fun stuff, the nourish, what I call the Kugel talk. But you know, this week, and I've always maintained that this week, starting last night until next Shabbos, if one could say that the secular calendar has holy days, this is the holy week. Because then coming in, I believe it's Tuesday night? Yeah, Tuesday night opens up Yom HaZikaron, our Memorial Day. And our Memorial Day, it's not for sales. It's not for strange foreigners that we can't relate to. It's for our boys who are lying the blood beneath the land at Har Herzl just runs deep with those who fought, those who gave, and those who literally have built this land. And then on Wednesday night, as the last sirens sound, suddenly fireworks go off. It is the most chilling, awe-inspiring event when those fireworks go off at the end of a Memorial Day. It gives such great meaning to what we've accomplished, what we've earned, what we've built, and on whose shoulders it has to stand. It is really a holy, holy week in Israel. And it's a kickoff to everything celebratory and everything good, but nobody, we don't have the luxury of forgetting. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I live in a neighborhood. It's really not funny, but my neighborhood, every street is named for a martyr. Now, on some days, it gets to be a little bit bleak. On the other hand, it's incredible. You know, we don't have Maple Lane, although, you know, Maple Lane could be nice. We have, you know, Dov Gruner, Avshalom Chaviv, Yaakov Weiss. These are guys that fought and hung screaming, Am Yisrael Chai. How can we not be anything but awestruck?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Andrea. And, yeah, hopefully we're going to be able to speak to you next Thursday as well when we will be talking about Yom HaAtzmaut. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andrea. Love speaking to you.
Okay. You too. Love. Really love from Jerusalem. Bye-bye, my friends.
Shabbat shalom.
God bless. Have you ever been in Israel over this period, Kathy?